Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Lazy girl jobs are a response to increased levels of stress and burnout for women workers. A new Gallup survey found that 33% of women employees are burned out this year, compared to only 25% of men. And this affects what women look for in their next role. Often they are in search of greater work-life balance and stability. What this suggests is the well-known lazy girl job trend is actually a reflection of how exhausted and burned out women are at work. Some experts suggest that women who are seeking lazy girl jobs have been unfairly characterized as people who are trying to get out of doing hard work. But in reality, they're just trying to escape burnout in jobs that they're ill-suited for. Gallup released a new study in October looking at what women and men really want out of their jobs. The study showed the results of two online polls from 2022 and 2023 that surveyed over 18,000 respondents over the age of 18 who are working part-time or full-time in the U.S. The survey found that a third of women reported being burned out in 2023 compared to only 25% of men, and this had an impact on what they're looking for from their next job. At least 69% of women said work-life balance and personal well-being was a top reason for taking their next job, while 58% of men said the same. And 58% of women also cited greater stability and job security as a key reason for taking their next job, and 62% said that it allows me time to do what I do best. And additionally, 59% of men and women said they would take a job because it significantly increases their income or benefits packages. These findings indicate what women overall are looking for in a work environment, where they can set boundaries around how they work while continuing to thrive and enjoy what they do. The so-called lazy girl job trend went viral on TikTok earlier this year and accumulated over 35 million views on the platform. It was first popularized by a TikToker named Gabrielle Judge, who encourages women to seek low-stress, highly paid jobs so they can prioritize their personal life and well-being over their work. "I want people to understand that they have autonomy in their work," Judge said in an interview. "I want people to understand that they deserve flexibility and remote working if they choose to do that." She additionally remarked, "I really want people to understand that our time is so valuable and should be focused on efforts that are most aligned with our individual priorities and not just a company." This trend is more than just a call to find jobs where you can do the least possible work. For a lot of women, a lazy girl job aligns with their goals and purpose, while also enabling them to achieve some much-needed work-life balance. So the next time you spot one of these so-called lazy girl job videos or memes, take a second to consider what might be going on behind the scenes, and if in fact the workplace, or even your workplace, is one that is contributing to the heightened level of burnout that women workers are experiencing, and is causing at least some of them to lower their stress levels and demonstrate some self-care by adopting the lazy girl ethos. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.